The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Islam does not look at the religion itself and us as individuals, right? Yes, you and I are individuals. We're each our own ocean. We can say we're our own island, rather, in an ocean. But ultimately, a community is made up of individuals. And so we look at it from one perspective, that Islam is looking at us, looking at the community on a whole, as a collective. But the fact remains that as individuals, we make up a community, right? You can't have a community of one person. Well, actually, maybe you can, because in the Quran, Allah calls Nabi Ibrahim as an ummah, as a nation unto himself, right? So maybe we can use that definition, but generally speaking, for us, we recognize that you don't have a jamaat or a community or an institution or organization that's just one person, right? It takes all of us to create that network, that community that is envisioned by the Quran and by the Prophet of Islam. But one of the interesting things is, and you know, this is something we see many times, is that Allah, when He communicates about a jamaat, about a community, He doesn't use that word. You know, and many times people come to me and they hear about an Islamic concept, or we hear about things in Islam, and the first question that people ask, or the first comment people will say is, show me in the Quran where that exists, and then I'll follow it, right? This is a common thing that we think. You know, something as prevalent as the hijab, which our sisters wear. Did you know there's no verse of the Quran that uses the word hijab in the meaning of a covering over the hair and the body? The word hijab comes 8 times in the Quran, but never does it mean a piece of fabric which a woman wears to cover her hair and her ears and her neck and what is mandated for a woman. Now, that doesn't mean that hijab isn't in the Quran, but Allah uses other means and ways to describe the hijab. So He uses the word khimar. He uses the word jilbab in Surah Al-Ahzab. But Allah doesn't use the word hijab. But we look at other ayat, we look at the way that the Prophet gave the hijab commandment, or the way that Allah gave the hijab commandment that the Prophet then elaborated upon for the women of his community. You know, if you want to look to the Quran and say, well, it's not in the Quran, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to believe it, then we have another example which is relevant to all of us, and that is the rites of burial. You know, today when a Muslim passes away, Shia or Sunni, it doesn't make a difference. We all believe that it is wajib to give the body 3 ghusls with 3 water, 3 different times, with pure water, with camphor and sidr. We believe that we have to wrap the body in cloth, ideally in white cloth. And we believe to bury the body facing Mecca. But none of this is in the Quran, right? So why don't we just cremate like other religions do? If we're going to say, I'm only going to follow the Quran and nothing else, because if it's not in the Quran, it's not a part of my religion, then we would have to say, well, burial is a process we don't have to engage in. And when brothers tell me it's like $20,000 to bury somebody in this region, and it's maybe a couple hundred to cremate, well then from the financial perspective, it makes sense. Let's just cremate the person and, you know, dump his ashes in the Pacific Ocean and get it over with. But we don't think like that, right? We don't say, because the Quran doesn't say it, I'm not going to do it. So community building and what it means to have a community, it might not be in the Quran in the word a jamaat, an institution, an association, an organization. But that's where we go to the Prophet. We say, well, what did he do? How did he live his life in Medina when he makes the migration? And how does he show us in practical terms what it means to unite together. But you know, even before I go to that, if you look at the words Allah uses in the Quran, He seems to indicate to us in very subtle ways that it's always about working together. It's not about discord, disharmony, separating, having divisions, doing things on our own. You look at when Allah speaks to people, although there is the address in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal insan, but most of the times Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity. So yes, sometimes He addresses the individual human being, Ya ayyuhal insan, for example, Innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi, that you are all painfully struggling and toiling to get towards your goal, your Lord, and you will reach Him. But other times Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, as in Surah Al-Hujurat, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakrin wa untha, O humanity, we have created you from a male and a female. Other times Allah addresses us and He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. He uses the plural. He's addressing the community of believers on a whole. And we see this in Surah Hujurat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathira min adhan, keep away from much of suspicion. Don't be suspicious about one another. Don't think bad about one another. Don't do backbiting. Don't do gossip mongering and rumor mongering in society. Don't let, you know, men shouldn't do it against men, and women should not do it against women. And Allah differentiates between men and women in this regard. And even in the Salat, every day we stand up and pray to Allah. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek our help and assistance. We don't say, Iyaka a'budu. I might be in my room at home praying alone, nobody there with me, no jamaat prayer. But yet I'm told by Allah that Surah Al-Fatiha is to be prayed in the plural. That I'm saying, You Allah, we worship Allah. As a community, we communally worship You, Ya Allah. Even though I'm an individual praying, grammatically it might not make sense. But Allah is stressing on the jamaat, on the community, that as a community we have to be moving together. We have to be worshiping together. We have to be journeying towards Allah spiritually together. It can't be an individual goal, right? And that's why maybe even we see in Islam that monasticism is forbidden, to be on your own, you know, to say, I'm not going to marry, I'm not going to have children, I'm just going to be on my own and journey towards Allah, right? There is no rahbaniyah, as the hadith says. There's no monasticism in Islam. And even the Quran condemns the Christians for practicing this. And Allah says in the Quran that Allah says about Himself, that we never told the Christian community, the monks and the religious preachers, to practice celibacy, to not get married, as we see in the Catholic world today. Allah says that they innovated this. This is a bid'ah. This is an innovation by the Christian church. Allah didn't want people to live on their own like this. He wants us to live in a community, in a jama'at, in an organization. And obviously with that comes rights and responsibilities. And with that also comes the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.